The invitational close is very important. At the very least, at the end of a sales presentation, you should issue a direct or indirect invitation to buy. One of the most powerful, and I really like it, is, why don't you give us a try? Why don't you give us a try? Or, why don't you take it? Or you can say, why don't you give it a try? Now, this is a very powerful close because the answer to it is one of two things. They'll say, well, sure, why not? Or they'll say the reason why they won't give it a try, which gives you an opportunity to answer the reason and continue selling. When you say, why don't you give it a try, you're suggesting that it's really not a permanent decision. It's like a sample. If you're talking about selling a service to a company, you say, why don't you give us a try for this particular need that you have? They say, all right, we'll give you a try. What they're saying is, we're going to buy your services. But when you say, give us a try, it makes it easy to make that kind of a decision. And some of the other invitational closes, you're showing somebody something, a car, furniture, a machine, you're demonstrating, and you just say to them, why don't you take it? Do you like the size? Do you think it would be of some help to you here? Do you think it's an improvement on what you're doing already? He says, yeah, why don't you take it? And in many cases, the person will say, why not? Well, sure, well, why not? And you just pull it out and start filling out the order form. When would you like to take delivery is another invitational close. Do you like what I've showed you so far, Mr. Prospect? Oh, yeah, I like it. When would you like to take delivery? Now, the person has to say the date that they'd like to take delivery or approximately, or they have to give you a reason or a concern or a question that they still have that's holding them back from making a decision. What color, size, or quantity would you like? Would you like a dozen right away, or would you like two dozen? Would you like it in blue, or would you like it in green, or so on? Would you like us to start on this right away, especially if it's a consulting contract or something like that? Would you like us to start on this right away? Then they have to say, yes, I would, or, well, just a second, and ask you another question. In any case, you're keeping control of the sales conversation by asking an invitational close. Or another example is, are you in a rush, or would Tuesday be all right? And they'll say, well, Tuesday would probably be all right, fine. The deal is closed, and you go on with it from there. But never let a sales presentation end without offering or giving an invitation to make a buying decision right now. We all have problems with price, and we're going to talk now about overcoming price resistance. I have been through every single situation that you have ever dreamed of with regard to price resistance, and I'd like to give you the best points that I've been able to find. First of all, nobody can ever afford the price the first time it's mentioned. And the reason for this is simply because of the law of exclusion, if you like, or the law of the excluded alternative. Whenever we buy anything, because the amount of money we have is limited, it cuts out all the other things that we could buy with that same amount of money. And since we value freedom very highly, the freedom of being able to choose, sometimes we hold back from buying something just so we retain the flexibility. And when the price comes up, no matter what the price is, people almost instantaneously say, I can't afford it. It's always more than they expected to pay. It's always contrary to what they wanted. We had a situation not long ago where our seminar, we were marketing it for $295 per person, and we had people call up and say they wanted to go to the seminar that was $2.95 for the weekend. And even then, they were asking for a discount. Of course, there's nothing much you can do with those people, but the thing is that when the price first comes up, people will always be surprised. So you must soften the blow of price. The second point with regard to price is that willingness to pay and ability to pay are two different things. Nobody's ever willing to pay. Nobody ever wants to pay money out. But whether or not they can is totally different. Most people can. They can find the money if they really want the product badly enough. But whether they're willing to or not is a different thing. The way that you increase the willingness to pay is by increasing the heat of buying desire, by talking more and more about the values and benefits of the product or service, because the more the person wants it, the less concerned they become about the price. Your job is to convince the customer that the value of the product is far greater than the cost. In other words, the satisfactions they're going to get, or the increment in satisfaction, is going to be far more than the cost is. So don't talk about price wherever you can possibly avoid it. Always talk about benefits. Now, one of the things which is very helpful, I would call people up and I would say, I'd like to talk to you about such and such. They'd say, how much is it? Do you ever get this? They don't even know what it is, what grade of quality, what service. They don't know anything about it. And if you give them a price, what do they say to you? I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Isn't that true? They don't even know what you've got to offer. But how much is it? I'm sorry, I can't afford it. And this is the reason for that. There's only one common denominator in our society that we all agree on, that is standard across all transactions, and that is the monetary unit. We can all identify with the monetary unit. No matter what the product or service is, or the person or the company, we don't know, but monetary unit we can identify, just like the weather. Why do you think people talk about the weather? Because everybody can relate to the weather. So the first thing people ask when they're trying to get some information is, how much is it? And if you answer that question with the dollar price, they'll almost invariably say it's too much because they don't have any value to compare it against, and you're dead in the water. Starting off swimming from that point of view is very, very difficult. So this is what I say when a person says, how much is it? I say, Mr. Prospect, if it's not exactly right for your situation, there's no charge at all. Now, may I ask you a couple of questions? And I go straight into a series of questions to find out whether or not my product or service can be of any help to them. In other words, I kick the chair out from under price right at the beginning. I refuse to talk about price at the beginning unless the person has a thorough understanding of what the product or service is. Very, very important.